Well, here we are, and here we are, and here we go. All aboard, and we're hitting the road. It's Saturday night, and it's three days out from the start of the 2026 Cheltenham Racing Festival. And I think we can now all allow ourselves a chance to get a little bit crazy, and we can start rocking and rolling and get ourselves right in the zone for Cheltenham this year. I'm saying why now? Well, because for the last several months, we've all been getting a little bit giddy and a little bit crazy, as is our wont in our funny little world of horse racing. We get overexcited. We start countdowns for almost from Boxing Day as to how many hours and days it is until the start of the Supreme Novices. We go all frothy and giddy about who's saying what at the many and various preview evenings. And we generally sort of lose our marbles a little bit. But having criticised those people both here and on social media, I'm a racing fan. And this is our time. And this is unarguably, it's the most anticipated week of the year. Arguably, it's the best week of the year. Yes, for what goes on the track, but also for the fun and the games that we all have away from the track. And I'm no exception, and I'm looking forward to a week off and a week away. And I've said this time and again, it's our time. It's time for the National Hunt fraternity to go and pay homage at our mistress's skirts in Prestbury Park at Cheltenham, on the wag, away from anyone else who doesn't hum and whir to National Hunt Racing, who doesn't understand us, doesn't get what we're on about. Fuck them. This is our time. This is when we rock and roll. This is when we come alive. And this is when heroes are made. And not just on the track, but off the track. Epic tales of bets struck, bets landed, millions made. And of course, nobody ever says about how much they've lost and how poorly they've punted. It's all about the good times. There are meetings at Sedgefield and Huntingdon and Fakenham, I think, next week. And a 3-1 winner there is the same as a 3-1 winner at Cheltenham. But who cares about that? It's the Olympics of horse racing, as everyone says. And if it is the Olympics, you brag about the gold medals that you've won, the punts that you've landed there. You don't brag about winning a 3A's championship at a Bedford racetrack. That cuts no mustard with the National Hunt fraternity. It's Cheltenham that counts, and it's us that it's those winning bets that are vital and important to us when it comes to bragging rights in the future. Couple of last bits and pieces of advice for what it's worth, and caveating what I'm about to say with all of what I've just said. Basically, it's your time, and you shouldn't be listening to advice from anybody, not on your betting, not on how to enjoy yourself, not on anything to do with racing, not on how you should dress, what you should say, what you should wear, etc., etc. You go, you do it, you kick it your way. But for what it's worth, this is a couple of bits and pieces, well, just things that I'm definitely going to be doing that I didn't mention in the cast that I did last but one, talking about advice for Cheltenham. One thing, and it's a practical thing, I am going to watch a race from the Centaur, the big, I've got club badges, and the Centaur is the big, and I always thought it was going to be like the Black Hole of Calcutta, but it's not. It's quite a party place to be. And you watch a race on the big screen and everyone's around you sort of screaming and shouting for their heroes. And it's amplified 4 or 5 times because you're indoors and you get a great big booming sound. And it really is quite exciting to be in there. I was very much a snobby purist and would never go in the Centaur. No, what a horrible place, full of beer and sweat and fetid stinks and so on. It's great. I love going in there. I usually watch the Arkell from in there. So that'll be me, our second race on Festival Tuesday. And also, I'm going to be watching a race from the head-on stand, which I'm assuming is going to be there again this year at the top of the club enclosure. An interesting way of viewing a race, watching the horses coming towards you. You've got to listen out for the commentary because it's very difficult to get what is happening when they're running straight towards you. If you've ever been to Windsor, you'll know what I'm talking about. But if you've never been, and if you're in the club enclosure, get up to the head-on stand because it's fun. It's an interesting way of watching a race. The other thing I would say, and I don't think we're going to be able to do it this year, is to try and get over to the middle of the course. You might be able to get over there for the cross-country race. We always used to, we, me and my mates always used to go over for the Fox Hunters Chase after the Gold Cup and watch a race from the middle of the course, just to give you a different perspective, a different view of the track, the race cars, the sheer volume of race cars that there are jammed into Prestbury Park for the festival, and the noise when they come over the final fence, booming out from the stands opposite. It's quite a thing. Again, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do that this year. I think this rule's going round about not being able to watch races from the middle of the course. Don't know why. Could be something to do with the weather. Could be something to do with the mud. Could be something to do with emergency vehicles getting access to the middle of the course. Who knows? But if you can, I definitely suggest you get over and watch a race from the middle of the course. Other piece of advice. If you fancy a big priced outsider, have a look at what the dividend on the tote is paying. There's a lot of funny money that goes into the tote pot at Cheltenham, and favourites tend to get overbet. And if you fancy a bet on an outsider, and if you fancy a biggish bet, chances are that your 30 or 40 or 50 quid isn't going to move the dial that much in terms of the dividend that is going to be paid out. I had a thumping great win on the tote on Kim Bailey's Dana 5, 6, 7 years ago now in the plate on the Thursday, and it paid a colossal amount on the tote, and I was well pleased with that, well rewarded as well. In terms of not leaving any money out there on the track if you do win, have a look at Betfair SP as well. I would always just recommend backing at Betfair SP if you fancy something a little bit shorter in the betting. Betfair SP is definitely a way to go and a good way of maximising your returns if you do hit the jackpot. So, you know, Betfair SP, check it out. Other than that, that's it from yours truly. I hope you have a magnificent Cheltenham. No discussions of horses that I'm backing. No discussions of stats that you must follow. No tips. I've never tipped a horse in my life. I've told people about horses that I'm backing. And if they follow me, well, as I've always said, if we win, well, we get a big grin together. If we lose, well, you know that I've felt the pain as well. But definitely not tips. So none of that in this cast. Just there's a lot of people going to be decrying this week, and they are already. Galopin de Champs isn't running. Constitution Hill isn't running. There's any number of horses that you've backed anti-post that aren't running. All true, but new heroes will emerge this week. Of that, you can be absolutely cast iron guaranteed. There will be jaw-dropping performances, because there always are. There'll be close finishes. There will be epic tales of daring do. There will be big price winners, and I hope you're on them if there are. New heroes will come to the front. New heroines will come to the front. Lost your mouth, anybody in the champion hurdle? It's going to be interesting, isn't it? It's going to be interesting. Why? Well, because it always is. It's our time, and we invest so much time and emotion in these 4 days that it can never be anything but a good time, and a great time to be alive, and a great time to celebrate what's going to unfold in front of us. On that note, that's me over and out. Be lucky.